We'll do a review of Lakuta Sichas in Chelik Tazvov. This is the second Sicha for the Parshas Vayeshev. And this Sicha is actually taken from a Maimer. Maimer Sholem Rov, Tovshin Lamed Ches, the Rebbe said, and they put it into a Sicha format. The Rebbe discusses over here the saying of our sages that Yaakov wanted to live in peace after all the problems that he had with Laban, with Esav. And then it was Rogzeh Shel Yosef. Then he had the incident with Yosef. And the Eibishter says, isn't it sufficient for the tzaddikim what is prepared for them in the world to come? They also want to be at peace over here in this world. What does this all mean? Is it something wrong with wanting to be in peace in this world? And if it's wrong, why would Yaakov Avinu want that? Then I was going to explain that Yaakov Avinu wanted to have the resolution and the ultimate benefits from Torah and Mitzvahs, which bring about the Sholem Rav in the world, Lo Yivis Resecha. He wanted to accomplish it after Lavan and Esav. But the truth of the matter is that the real accomplishment only took place after the Rogzeh Shel Yosef. So that's why that is when it came about. As we'll see inside. So let's learn inside. Aleph. Oyvayeshev Yaakov Eretz Meguda Oviv Goymer. The Pasuk says that Yaakov lived in the land where his parents lived, Goymer. So that was after Yaakov returned and finally was back after all the tribulations with Lavan and with Esav. So he's back home. So Zogn Razal, that what does it mean by Yeshev Yaakov? He's settled over there, Yaakov. Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'shalva. Yaakov seeked, he wanted to sit in peace. Kofatz Olav Reigzer Shel Yosef, but the anger and the problems of Yosef jumped upon him. Gemara said, the Chazal tell us that tzaddikim mevakshim leishev b'shalva. Tzaddikim want to sit in peace. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem says, loydayan l'tzaddikim mashem masukun lahem lo'ilum haba, isn't it sufficient for the righteous that which is prepared for them in the world to come? Eloshem mevakshim leishev b'shalva b'ilum hazeh, and they want to also sit in peace, relaxed in this world? He says, no. So, very poshet, it seems like it was not proper for wanting to sit b'shalva. What does the shalva mean? Does it mean a physical shalva? What was wrong with it? Zayin Meforshim Evayer, so what Meforshim explained, Bebald as Olam Haba is der Traklin, since the world to come is the palace. Unoylam Hazi is not via prisoner, and this world is only a foyer. It's a hallway to get to the Traklin. This world is a passageway to get to the ultimate, which is in Olam Haba. Darfa mensch sich ständig fühlen, so a person should always feel as it is nor wie a geht in der Welt, that he's only a stranger, temporary in this world. Und die, was willen haben Schalve in Olam Hazeh, those who seek to have relaxation in this world, is ki ilu heim aviri malus atraklin ala prizder. It only appears as if they want to transfer the advantage of the palace to the foyer, to the foreway, to the hallway, because they want to bring in the shalva over here. Shalva is in Olam Haba, so it seems like this would be a negative to want to be in peace in this world. But the Rebbe says that it's very hard to say on Yaakov that Yaakov should have be a negative desire. Aleph. So I'm going to move on. That's not understood. Number one. How does it apply? How do we make sense of it? As Yaakov Avinu, that our father Yaakov, he's one of the forefathers. They are the chariot. which means, what does it mean that they're like a chariot? Shekolei vereham kulam hoyu kedoshim, all their limbs were holy. Umuvdolim in yonei halam hazeh, they were separated from worldly matters. V'lenasu merkove rak lerotzin ha'elyein levadi, they only became a chariot. They were fully subjugated and submitted themselves as a carriage, rak lerotzin ha'elyein levadi, only to the supreme wishes alone, kol yimeim, all their life. All their days, they were always a merkove. So how could we say, zo ki'ilu v'ariber trogen, so he should sort of transfer the cheshivas from traklin, the importance of the traklin, that is not to over there we send in peace. He should put that importance of proizdar on this hallway, on this foyer, olam hazeh. Ubefrat, especially when we talk about Yaakov, as Eris given shlimud abon, he was the most wholesome of all the forefathers, even more than Avram and Yitzchak. So how would Avram want to transfer the advantage of the traklin of Olam Haba into Olam Hazeh? And the Rebbe says, if you look in the language number two, you see that it wasn't something really negative, because the thing is that, isn't it sufficient for them? They want this too, which means that in essence it's not a bad thing, but they have enough over there, so they don't need it here. But according, if we explain like that, it turns out that there it's a negative. Beit loitim pirush hanalkum tu, is according to the above interpretation that they're transferring, that this is a negative kumtuis. Then it turns out as mevakshim leishem b'shalva b'olam hazeh, that they seek to sit in peace in this world, is an inyan bilti ratzui, that is something which is not desirable. Aber from loshon hazal, but when you read the language of our sage of blessed memory, isn't it sufficient for the tzaddikim that which has been prepared for them in the world to come? They still seek to sit in shalva neilam hazeh. Is mashma, over there it appears as the taina to the tzaddikim, that what is the argument to the tzaddikim? It's not like they, what they're doing is wrong. The taina is blois as it davens zich ban nuginem mit neilam hazeh. They should be satisfied with Olam Haba. Aber nicht as der etzem inyan, but not that the idea itself, from Bikish Yaakov, Leisha B'Shalva, that Yaakov wants to sit B'Shalva, hadin zich achsorin, is something lacking, that this is no good. That's not what the illusion is. Basically, this tells us that wanting to sit B'Shalva isn't a physical, bodily relaxation. They don't want to do any work, they want to rest. No, that's not at all. It means that they want to get to a spiritual level. The Eibishter says that spiritual level is not time yet for that level. Is the fun muchach. So from this it's evident, as mitzayim velun leishe b'shalva b'olam hazeh, that wanting to sit in peace, in relaxation in this world, is Yaakov given oisen, his intention was nit, not a shalva, gufnis v'gashmis. He wasn't looking for a physical, bodily shalva, just to have this physically being in a peaceful way. Not a shalva ruchnis. He was seeking a spiritual shalva, relaxation. Bisu Azaifun, to the extent what he was looking for was his bedoyme, that's something which would be similar to Olam Haba, because it says they wanted leidayim asher Olam Haba. In other words, they wanted to have the Olam Haba style of menucha. What is the Olam Haba menucha? Shalva over there, she'ein boy lo yachila. So Olam Haba she'ein boy lo yachila. There's no eating, v'leishtiyah. There's no drinking, chulu. All what the tzaddikim do, Elo tzaddikim yeshu v'chulu v'nenem ziv ha'shchina, they're sitting in the lighting in the ray of the Shechina. That is the shalva that Yaakov was seeking. So what is the complaint? On the taina loy dayan chulu b'ashteitin dem, it consists leidayon in devosis genug, that is sufficient for sazash shalvo, such a type of relaxation shebedugmas nenim leaziv hashchina, that would be similar to that which they enjoy from the ray of the shchina, is farzei misukun leilam haba, that is prepared for them for the world to come. Abin elam hazeh, but in this world, darfman ois nitzun yederega, over here we have to utilize every instant, nitev shalva, not on relaxation, nor if avoida, but you have to do avoida. Valderech maimer hazal, similar to the sage of our, saying of our sages of blessed memory, hayoim la soysom, today we do the work, ulamachor lekabes chorem, tomorrow, the next day, we get reward. So that tells us a little what we're talking about here. Still, how is it that Yaakov wanted to come on to such a level? Besides the point, what exactly does it mean that he wanted to have in this world? What's it all about? A benoisim of them was the inyan for the beer. This still requires explanation. What is their matzav alayshu b'shalva b'elam hazeh? What is this condition, this situation that a person is sitting in peace in this world? That it is similar to elam haba. What exactly does it mean? Is it moving, but it's still not understood? Bebald as in elam hazeh darb zayin avoda. Since in this world it needs to be work, unnit shalva, not relaxation. So why would Yaakov seek to sit b'shalva? Yaakov's avoda is doch zicher given. His service of Yaakov certainly was shaloya manas lekabel pras. It wasn't in order to get reward. Afilu nitzuli baschar for shalva ruchnis. He didn't work. We can't say that he worked even for such kind of reward to reach a spiritual shalva. Zay mevukish is given, his seeking, what he wanted, was only nor to mekayim zayin demrotzin ha'elyin, to fulfill the will of the Supreme. That's what he wanted to do. That's all what Yaakov wanted to do. So why would he want to do b'shalva, spiritual shalva, when the world is a time to do the work? And further, we actually see that he did get some shalva. If you have to work, so why did the Eibishter give him the last 17 years in Vayichi Yaakov Gimel? Noch und siyum von der Exoshel Yosef, after the end, when the anger and the problems with Yosef concluded, is doch given, there was Vayichi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim Shvayas Rishona. He lived there for 17 years. Yosef B'Shalva B'Elam Hazeh was sitting relaxed in this world. So what did the Torah, we just learned that Leidayin L'Tzadikim, that they have relaxation in Elam Haba, they want it also here, but he did taka get it over here. The Rebbe is going to explain that after a person finishes a lot of his work in Elam Hazeh, he actually can reach to the level of Shalva in Elam Hazeh, Mein Elam Haba, based the Nekudas Abir in them, the point of explanation. The Pirush from Bikish Yaakov Leisha B'Shalva, when Yaakov wanted to sit and relaxed, is Azerot Givolt Hoban Dem Inyan HaShalva. He wanted the relaxation, not sort of as we talk about relaxing, because you don't want to work hard. He wanted the Shalva Nital Satachlis Farzich, not as a goal to be relaxed, but he wanted his Avoida to reach such a level that brings with it Shalva. Nor al san inyan was is verbunden mit den Schlemus samakuven von seiner Avoida. This is a matter which is tied to the completion of the intent of his Avoida. His work brings Shalva. Lamalus ritzen koinai, to fulfill the wishes of his, of Hashem who acquires him. That's why he wanted this Shalva that comes as a result from his avoda. Valderech uvilshoin haRambam, and similar as the language that the Rambam uses b'negeya derbakosha, in connection to the request on taiva, the desire to yimoisa Mashiach. Why do we want so much Yemos HaMashiach? So the Rambam writes, as dosis kidei sheimtzu lahem margoya v'yirbu chokhma. They should find themselves that relaxation so they can increase in wisdom. So that's the ultimate intent for their aspired in order to reach the ultimate level of the avodah, to come to be able to do it in the highest level. So what is the argument? What is the argument? Isn't it sufficient to them, to the tzaddikim, that which is prepared in the Olam Haba? Is as demel, at that particular time, that wasn't yet ready for Yaakov's level. As demel, then hot noch Yaakov nit gekent öffnemen. Yaakov could not accept the shalva, that relaxed state. Und der Riber hat sich dann gemust banugenen. That's why he needed to be satisfied them mit dem, was der Ingen wird kommen als Charbelem Habo. At that point, he needed to be satisfied with this that is going to come, the Olam Haba. Only after the story with Yosef, then he can get that level of relaxation in this world. Und durch dem, through this, was kofetz alav regzah shel Yosef, that the anger of Yosef and the whole story took place, and that brought about is this Yaakov nis'al geworden. Yaakov was elevated, and he was able to receive that relaxation, which, as mentioned earlier, this is similar to the level of Olam Haba. In this world, he was able to already get that level. At that time, before, he wasn't able to, but after the Shvas Rishana, he can get it. Because the Fargi Fintman, that's what we find, as Nordem. That afterwards, seine letzte 17 Jahre gewann in an Eifen, his last 17 years were in a way from by Yechi Yaakov. Yaakov lived as seine gewann Jorum von Shalva Euch Belum Hazeh. They were years of relaxation also in this world. So the Rebbe is going to go now into a lengthy explanation how the mitzvahs have the point just to do the mitzvah for the sake of the mitzvah, but yet the mitzvah itself has a connection to the reward that comes as a result of the mitzvah. Gimel. Batman as Fashtein Behagdim will understand this by introducing Vosinschara mitzvahs gefindman zwei nyonim hofchim. In reward of mitzvahs, we find two opposites, paradox. On one hand, a mitzvah is not for reward, and on the other hand, the mitzvah itself brings the reward. The tachlis ha-mekuvim for mitzvahs, the ultimate goal of the mitzvahs, is nit as duruch zeh zol derech gerecht werden atzvei terinyan. It's not that I do the mitzvah, then I'll be able to reach, I'll get something for the mitzvah. The Kabbalah Schar, say that, I'm going to get a reward for doing the mitzvah. So the goal of the mitzvah is not the mitzvah, but the mitzvah in order to get something else. That's not the case. Now the Kima Mitzvah Gufa, the observance of the mitzvah, Schar Mitzvah, the reward for the mitzvah is the mitzvah. That is to do the mitzvah itself is the reward. So why is the reward for mitzvahs? So just do the mitzvah without reward. Und das, was man bekommt, schar für kima mitzvahs. And the reason that we do get reward for observing the mitzvahs is as well, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach schar koberi o kiyetze bai. Hashem does not take away the reward of all creatures. You worked for Hashem, you did a mitzvah. So the Eibishter, any creature, the Eibishter gives you the schar o kiyetze bai. Those are external reasons. The mitzvah really should be done because of a mitzvah. For an external reason, Hashem does not want to unfairly take away the reward because you work, so He gives you reward. So it almost seems like the reward has nothing to do with the mitzvah itself, because the mitzvah doesn't need reward. It's just to give you something because the Eibishter doesn't want to bimekapech. Aber meidach, but really on the other hand, is there schar was the Eibishter, the schar that Eibishter gives you is derivative from the mitzvah itself. It's not like something else we're giving you because we have to give you, but it is something that is a result of the mitzvah itself. The schar was the Eibishter tzot for kima mitzvah, the reward that Hashem pays for observance of mitzvahs, nitan inyan was mitzad atzma, it's not a matter that on its own, hoter ke shaychas nit with their mitzvah, it has no connection to the mitzvah. Nor eriza mesuvov, it is a result, it's an effect, unatitzor, and an outcome from the mitzvah gufa, from the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah itself brings about that reward. So, you're saying the reward has no connection really to the mitzvah, and yet, the reward stems and is a result and comes from the mitzvah itself. Bilishoin from the Alter Rebbe, in the language of the Alter Rebbe, Hagoyinu schara mitzvah mitzvah. What brings the mitzvah, the cause, the reward of mitzvah? The mitzvah itself brings the reward. It's not, it's given something else. It's the mitzvah that brings out the schar. Bizaz mitzchor ned muhusa. A lot of times, how do we know? We see what the reward is. That's how we know what the mitzvah is. So you see that there's a clear association. But that's difficult to understand. Since the mitzvah does not need schar, or it's not meant for schar, schar is only from a side point, how is it that the mitzvah itself brings the schar? That we understand, so we need to understand. Since this that we receive reward for observing the mitzvahs is to live a zaitikan inyan, that's because of a zaitikan tam, for a side reason. Because Hashem does not cheat or take away the reward of all creations. You worked, you're supposed to get schar. But it's lechayr and nit negayit to their kavon of untachas from mitzvahs. That's not seemingly important or connected to the intent and goal of mitzvahs. The goal of mitzvahs is not for schar, it's just for the mitzvah itself. And we have to give you something so that you're not cheated. Tofar vozain in the mitzvahs in azah ifen. So why is the mitzvah in such a way? As a gufa zain asibitzum schar, they become a cause for the reward. Vos is an inyan tzdodi, which is a side matter. And the Rebbe is heading to try to explain that even the reward becomes a part because the Eibishter wants, the Ratzon Elyon is that the mitzvah itself should carry itself a reward for everyone so that even people who need reward and things like that. Let's look inside. Dalet. First, the Rebbe brings another area where it seems to be the similar paradox. Similar to these two extremes in the minyan for schar mitzvahs as it relates in the matter of reward of mitzvahs, we also find as it relates to the reason why we do mitzvahs. Reasons for mitzvahs. Dem Eibishtens Rotzen b'mitzvah, when Hashem's will, wishes, desire in mitzvahs, even those in the category that are testimonials, those that are logical laws, and they have a rationale, a logical reasoning of those mitzvahs, still the rotzin of Hashem is a rotzin shalamaylam hatam. The fact that we have a reason doesn't mean that that is the reason for Hashem. The Hashem's will is beyond the reason that we can say, oh, this is why we should do the mitzvah, this is why we should do the edus. That's not the mitzvah itself is a rotzon ma'amata. Ah, yundos v'zayin, and don't time him a few mitzvahs. The fact that many mitzvahs do have reasons is as mitzad them. That is from because of this was the rotzen from the mitzvahs that the want for these mitzvahs is a rov gekum nislapish geworden that it descended and it dressed up oichin chokma v'seichel that also in the wisdom and the intellect this higher level of wish has descended into a level that we can understand. But on the other hand, it's understood. We're not going to say that the logical reason is something different than the actual will of Hashem. This is not something different. As does the slapshus harotzin in tam, this that the rotzin comes into reason is farbunden mit der shleimus in rotzin gufa. That is tied to the wholesomeness, so that the rotzin is complete. It can come down also into reason, just like come down also in a schar. The Rebbe is going to tie it again. The Rebbe explains now, and I say, how does this bring shleimus to the rotzin when it comes down in atam? The schar becomes part of the reward of the mitzvah. Yishleimer, hey, abir bazeh. Can we say the explanation? The shleimus harotzin from Eberstein in mitzvahs is the wholesomeness, the complete wishes, want of Hashem in the mitzvahs is as viyaz on nitzayin matzovim amodif in the mekayim amitzvahs. That no matter, however it may be the standing and the situation from the person doing the mitzvahs, zolot der heron the gutzkeit and neitkeit from their mitzvah, he should be able to sense the goodness and the importance of the mitzvah. Hashem's want is that his mitzvah should be able to be appreciated, and that the person, no matter at which level he is, should be able to sense the goodness and the importance of the mitzvah. Und der Riber is der Rotzin von Mitzvahs nislabisch geworden in Tam. And that's why these mitzvahs have been dressed up into reason. Und is goyrem und bringt, and also it causes and it brings schar, reward, kidei, in order as euch anar kotten. Even a young lad, beruchnis, meaning a person who's not yet understanding, he's a young lad in a spiritual state, he's not yet understanding. Even at his standing, b'lshein Rambam, as the Rambam uses, in the matzev zainim, narkot beruchnis, it's language of the Rambam, in them matzev zainim zol the heron zeir gutzkeit for him, he should be able to also appreciate and to sense the goodness for him. So that is part of the rotzin, that this should come down to everybody's appreciation, no matter what their standard. Ober vov, ober vibald, as nivra legabe beiris be'en arichlau. Since the created being relative to the creator is totally no comparison, there's no relationship, is that ilui hanal was in mitzvahs. So this special advantage that mitzvahs have, which is what? Was is a good for all sugim bedargas, that mitzvahs are good for all categories and all levels. Was dos is val zein a good be'etzem, because they're really essence good, so they manifest itself in all levels. But mele b'tachas hashleim is ultimate wholesomeness, that it's always good. So this that zayin begilu by odom ha-mekayimim la'osid lovi, they will openly be revealed. When will they be revealed? This, when a person will do the mitzvah in the future, he will be able to sense that. Then will be revealed the desire and the delight of the essence that are in mitzvahs. Vos is hecher von taimi, which is higher than reasoning, on schar and reward. In olam habo, in laosit, in the future, over there, you'll be able to sense and have an appreciation for the essence of the tainuk. Bis zu minyan for nachas ruach lebeira, doing a pleasure for the creator, not your pleasure. Nachas ruach lebeira. Um bei tzaddikim gedoyim. Now, there's also some exceptional tzaddikim that get to sense that level of the mitzvah and get that tainug, and that tainug atzmi even while in this world. Um bei tzaddikim gedoyim, by great righteous people, was zayin and zoicha, So they merit that the world, their world of Olam Haba, they are able to see while they're in this world. Is the Gilif Hanal Faran Oich in Zayin Avedu Be'olam Haza. So that above mentioned revelation exists also in their work in this world. So they have an exception that they can feel what is going to be felt now in this world. As in Zayin Kima Mitzvahs Be'olam Haza, that when they fulfill the mitzvahs in this world, State Begilui Derotzim Etaynug Atzmi stands openly. The desire and the essence of the pleasure when they doing their work. How are they able to sense it? So the Rebbe brings down, you require two conditions. You require the condition that you should be totally subjugated, so you don't have your own self, and that you become connected, that the Ratzon and the Tainik above is you. You're no different. Let's look inside. Bechdei as der Ratzon v'Tainuga Atzvi. So can and Zayin begilu in der Avodah. In order for this, the Ratzon and the essence of the light of Hashem should come openly in the Avodah of that Tzadik. Fodren sich zwei Tnoim. We require two conditions. Number one, Aleph. Tachlis Abitl. Total subjugation, as the avoiders all zayin in ganzen shaloi al manas lekabel pras. The service should be totally not to receive any reward. Euch nitzulivas charuchni, also not for a spiritual reward, nothing in return. Nor blois lemalos ritzen kaino. So firstly, it's just working and serving Hashem to fulfill. That's what the Eibishter wants. Ritzen kaino, the one who acquires him, Hashem, his ritzen. That's all we want to do. And based, number two, that it becomes who he is. He wants to do what Hashem wants, and Hashem wants overtakes him. He is now only, this is Hashem's want. As those gufa, zayin avoid lemailus ritzen koino, this itself, the service to fulfill the wishes of Hashem, zol zaynin an oifen, should be in a way, this is really what his true existence, this haste. As the rotzin und tainuk von dem Odom ha'ovid, that the desire and the delight of the person that serves is the rotzin betainuk von Eibershtim. This is Hashem's will, this is Hashem's delight. So you become just the place in which Hashem's desire and will is wanted. Und die zwei Inyonim sein Merum ist im Posik. And these two ideas are hinted in the Posik of Sholem Rav Lo'ohev Eser Esecha. Kiddel, come on. The Posik, it says that there is lots of peace for those who love the Torah. The Rebbe is going to bring down from the Maimer of the Friedrich Rebbe. Why does it say Sholem Rav, those who love Torah? Why doesn't it say Sholem Rav to those who study Torah? And yet, and the Rebbe brings further in the Gemara, it says Talmid Chachamim. The Rebbe is going to bring about the two levels of the Talmid Chacham, of the Torah, to bring into the level of Oyev Yisrael Esecha. So you need both, as the Rebbe will explain. These will be the two matters that are hinted in the Pasuk Shalom Rav Lo'ayve Siresecha. Oyhave and Teresecha, both learning Torah with the proper bittel and also to become to the level of Oyhave. Ches. Kveit Kedushas Merichom Admur is Mevayer. My father in law, the Rebbe, is Mevayer. In Dem Tam Favos Yashtayt, the reason why it says Shalom Rav Lo'ayve Siresecha. There's a lot of peace for those who love Torah. Afal Pi. As Benegeya Torah, although with regards to Torah is Lechayda Mer Masim Der Loshen, seemingly more fitting would be the language of Loimdei Torah, those who study Torah. So why does it say Oyave Sirisacha? The Friedrich Rebbe explains to reach the level of Shalom Rav, you need to be more than Loimdei Sirisacha. Balkidei to the Grechen, in order to reach to Shalom Rav, this great piece, Vos Torah bring, the Torah brings, is that Inyan for Limud HaTorah Leinit Masbik. So just studying Torah isn't sufficient. You can't come to Shalom Rav Loim Deser Esacha. But as further zich oich ahavas haTorah, you also require love of Torah. Nochber. And more than that, the ahavas haTorah dav zayin nit nor to lib der yoykim, to lib dem yoykim umayas haTorah atzmo. It's not enough that the love of the Torah should be because of the, you cherish the preciousness and the greatness of Torah itself. Nor be ikir mitzadem oive soirosecho. It's your Torah. Love the Torah in the sense that the Torah is your Torah, is the Torah's Hashem. That is the necessary requirement to get to the level of Shalom Rav the Pasuk is talking about. That's what the explanation of the Friedrich Rebbe. But the Rebbe asks, but in the Gemara, you see clearly that this Pasuk is used as Tamidei Chachamim Marbim Sholim Ba'ilam. Doesn't say the Oyhavei Hashem Marbim Sholim Ba'ilam. And the Gemara says, Shenemar. It brings a Pasuk. Sholim Rav, or Sholim Rav Lo'evi Serasecho, we say. So how is this fitting that the Friedrich Rebbe tells us that this is not talking about Limud HaTorah, we're talking about Ava, loving Hashem, loving the Torah Secho. And the Rebbe will bring out how the Talmid Chachamim have to come to the level of Oyvei Yisrael Secho. Darf man verstehen? The Pasuk Sholim Rav Lo'evei Yisrael Secho. This verse, that there's a lot of peace for those who love Torah, Vert in Gemara Gebracht al Saraya. In the Gemara, it's brought as proof, as evidence, of them as Talmid Chachamim Marbim Sholim Ba'olam. That Talmidei Chachamim bring a lot of peace in the world. Sholoim Rav means they bring peace because Oyvei Serzech the Talmidei Chachamim. Talmidei Chachamim bring peace in the world. Hain Vibal Das Tzum Inyan from Sholoim Rav. Since in order to come Sholoim Rav, Foder Tzich Davke Ahavas HaTorah, there is required specifically the love of Torah. And not just the love of Torah under Farvaziz. It's your Torah. That brings the Sholem Rav. So why is the Gemara just using Tamid HaChachamim? Torah is Mudgesh in the Raya. So why is it emphasized that the Chachamim brings Sholem? Is as Mudgesh in the Raya from Pasik, Sholem Rav Le'oyvei Serasecho. So over here we say, in the evidence, we say, we're talking about Oyvei, we're talking Teresecho. But Mashenki in the Maimon Atzma, but in this statement, it doesn't say Oyhavei Torah Marbim Sholem. It says Tamidei Chacham Marbim Sholem Ba'olam. Students, Chamil Chacham, scholars bring Torah Sholem Ba'olam. V'soich Do is the Loshen Marbim. Sholem Rav is Marbim Sholem, not Sholem Stam. So that's the Sholem Rav in which the Tamidei Chacham Marbim. Shtei Talmid Chacham Stam. It's just Talmid Chacham. Vos Mein Di Vos Lernen Torah. That means it was study Torah. So, you're saying to, explaining that Oyvei Serasecho means a different level. In order to get to Sholem Rav, you need to be Oyhavei Serasecho. But in the statement it says, Talmid Chacham Marim Sholem. Is there beer in that? So the Rebbe explains this. But to bring in the Pasuk Sholem Rav Oyvei Serasecho, when the Gemara brings this Pasuk, is the Gemara Oysen nit nor zu bringen noch araye, not bringing an additional proof, a proof, as Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Sholem Ba'olam, that they bring Sholem Ba'olam. But what the Gemara brings, wants to bring the Pasuk nor euch zu meisiv sein in dem noch aninyan. The Gemara wants to add an additional aspect over here. As Oylam do, when we say Marbim Sholem Ba'olam, in this context, is Koylel Oich de Talmidei Chacham. Marbim Sholem Ba'olam, meaning they bring Sholem in the Talmidei Chacham itself. As Oylam Do is Koylel Oich de Talmidei Chacham. But here, the meaning in Oylam, it includes Talmidei Chacham. Durch dem was die Talmide Chachomim tun auf Aribu Shalim in Welt, through the fact that they accomplish a big, lots of Shalim in the world, seinen sie die Talmide Chachomim euch Zeuche zu Shalim Rav afilu Berkom. They also increase their own level. Also, they become Shalim Rav. The Gemara brings the pasuk Shalim Rav le'ayve serasecha, that by bringing Shalim in the world, they become also the level of Shalim Rav, even in relative to their level. Vos is a hecherer suk Shalim, that is a higher category of Shalim. Vidar Shalim vos etur noiv beilum kipshutei, then the simple Shalim that they accomplish. Marbim Shalim beilum. Shenemar Shalim Rav le'ayve serasecha, that they increase the Shalim in themselves also. Kipshutei. In addition, that they accomplish in the world simply. Babirism. Explaining. Amitis inyan ha-sholim. What is the true concept when we say sholim? Because we're saying it's sholim rov, lots of sholim, in the pasuk. Peace doesn't mean you're not fighting, but peace means that there's no room for fighting, there's no need, there's no opposition. Sholim Rav is nit nor der bepoil von Sholim. It's not just the actuality of Sholim. As the menaget vert menutzach, that the opposition is beaten und macht Sholim, and he makes peace because you beat him. Nor as es is gar nit shayich de metzias von a menaget. But it doesn't even apply to be in existence. There's no opposition. Und davon kommt der Mehl, der Shalom Bepoel. From this, as a result, comes the actual Shalom, because there is no opposition. Und der Eufen von Shalom, that style, that type of Shalom, is not in Atzmus Yisbarach, is only in the blessed essence of Hashem. Be bald, as Eris der Emeser Bligvul, since he is the real node, not limited, no definition, no defined. Was hat it ken chaz, Shalom ken gedorim, and he has no boundaries, no definitions, is nitshaych legabe imken inyan hafcha menaget, so there is not applied them to be something else and opposition. So real Shalom is atzmus, there's nothing else there opposing. Und das ist der Sofa von Shalom Rav lo'evi serisacho. And this is added by the posting that the Gemara brings, lo'evi serisacho, if tamidei chachomim marbim Shalom bo'ilam, how they create more Shalom in the world. Those was Tamid Chachomim hob mekoyach zu oifton Shalom be'olam. This that the Tamid Chachomim have the power to accomplish peace in the world, which means this achdus bepoil von zwei fachen. They unite actually two opposites. Olam, the world, was his mailim menaged of elikus, which blocks and opposes godliness. Meet Elokus with godliness is mitzad dem Shalom Rav, comes because of this great peace, amitis in Yashalom, which is true Shalom, was ido in Torah, that exists in Torah. Torah, in essence, has that great level of Shalom. That's how they can unite oppositions in the world. Vazi is mushrish in atzmus, that is rooted in the essence of Hashem. Okay, now, as Torah mitzvahs are in the rots and v'tayne ga'atzvim, atzmus yisbarach. I said earlier that Torah mitzvahs are the will and the essence of the delight of atzmus. So therefore, Torah has that power of atzmus. And therefore, that's the Shalom Rav. And that gives the Talmidei Chachamim the power to bring Shalom in the world. Durch dem was Talmidei Chachamim tun oif Shalom oilom. Through this, that they accomplish Shalom in the world, mitzad dem amitis inyan ha-shalom from Torah, because of the idea of the true Shalom that is in Torah, vert euch bazei Shalom Rav, so they also get the great Shalom, afilu berkom, even in their level. As vert bazei nizgale, by them it becomes revealed, the rotzin v'tainuk von atzmus was in Torah. It's revealed by them that will and the delight, this is an atzmus which is in Torah. The tzaddik gets that level of atzmus, that rotzen and tainuk, comes to the tzaddik. Since in order to merit this above revelation, so as we said before, you need, as the Avodah Zolzayin B'Tachlis HaBitl, you need to do the service with total subjugation, L'malus Ritzon Koineh, to fulfill the wishes of Hashem, their far is in them Negeya Le'oyevei Seyresecha. That's why it has to be the love of Torah. Azeir Ava Unkochin Torah, that their love and their involvement, boiling in Torah, also the aspect of Torah that brings you to action, is nit nor mitzad Torah atzmus, not just because Torah itself, mitzad iluyim vasinir, that there is advantage in Torah, nor mitzad Torah secha adam noisen haTorah, but because of the your Torah, the giver of the Torah. That's what brings about the Talmidei Chachamim, that they themselves get the Sholem Rav in their own Madrega. Oistes. Medarf noch ober verstehen. We still need to understand. Bibal das de avoide von Oyevei Seresecha. The service of those who love your Torah is nor zu memale sein Ritzon Koinam. It's only to fulfill the wishes of Hashem. Davdoch is kumen, so it needs to turn out as the hoben mer chayis und koch in kiyum mitzvos in limud haTorah, that there is more energy, there's more vitality, and there's more involvement, excitement in the observance of mitzvos than limud haTorah. Because if all what you want to do is to fulfill the wishes of Hashem, the wishes of Hashem are expressed more in the mitzvahs. Warum? The kavona von dem rotzen, the intent of the rotzen, dire betachtoinim, which is the dwelling place tachtoinim, firtzuchos beikir, that is mainly accomplished through chima mitzvahs, through the observance of mitzvahs. For zayin dvarim gashmi, which are in physical matters, tachtoinim eichel gabe seichel, they're also lower, even relative to the intellect. So while Torah is mainly intellect, this is in the physical acts. Why do we refer to them as loving the Torah? When verbindos mit Torah, we connect it with Torah. But man das verstehen Leute dem Bier von dem Alten Rebbe, and we'll understand it according to the explanation of the Alten Rebbe. Of the milus habitl von esek haTorah legab dem bitl von kima mitzvahs, the advantage of one's subjugation in occupation of Torah relative to one's subjugation in the observance fulfillment of the mitzvahs. By asiyas haMitzvahs is their bitl, the subjugation of the person when doing a mitzvah is ke'eved amekayim mitzvahs haMelech ve'isu dvarav. It's like a servant who fulfills the command, the mitzvahs of the king, and he does what he says. Mashen kein der bitl be'isek haTorah, as opposed to the subjugation in the occupation of Torah, is as der dvar havayi zu halocha, that the word of Hashem, which halocha, he hamedaberes mitor gerena, that is which talks from his throat. So it's not him talking, he's not an eved, but it's Hashem mitor gerena. But der far is mal malki rabbonon, who is king, the Rabbanon. Because it's not them, it's Hashem. Er is nicht bebchinas eved. He's not in a way of a slave, was folked, when he zich mizbatl to melech, that listens, and he subjugates himself to the king, nor is a mitzias gufa, is der melech, but rather his existence itself is the king. So this we can say, based on this we can say, ados der tam, this is the reason why they're called, they love the Torah. Although, notwithstanding the fact that because their subjugation to the intent of above, their main excitement, vitality, is the film of mitzvahs, because that brings about the kavon of dira betachtoinim and they're subjugated to that kavon. Yet, but oich zerki ma mitzvus is betachlis habitul, because also their fulfillment of mitzvus has in it the ultimate bitul, bedugma zum bitul de Torah, similar to the bitul of Torah. So while there is mitzvahs that they are intending and the Ratzon Elyon, but they're doing it in a level of bittul that is done by Eisek HaTorah. Bedugmat bittul Torah. This haste, as erkim ha-mitzvahs, that they're observing some mitzvahs, neat in an oifen, it's not in a way vozitun dem Ratzon Havaya. But they are doing what Hashem wants, ke'eved ha-mekayim mitzvah melech, like a slave who fulfills the mitzvah of the king, nor zer ganzer mitzvahs, but their whole existence, their being, is vos zeine bichnes merkava, that they are in a level of a chariot, du velchnes ferzich du, dur drotz Hashem, through which the will of Hashem is being accomplished. Not an eved to listen to Hashem, but rather they become a carriage through which Hashem's wishes become fulfilled. Bees as does to Tzirbazeinan Eifon, to the extent that it is done in a way for me'elo v'me'elo, by itself automatically, menafshikora, bows by himself when it comes to the, doesn't have to think about bowing when it comes to the prachas in the place to bow, but it bows by himself. Because that's a merkava to do, things are just getting done through him. Und davke mitzad dem bitl betachlis, specifically because of this total subjugation, that's why they merit that great level of peace, the nachas ruach lebeira. Sholem Rav, they're doing the nachas ruach for the beira, for the creator. Yud. This above subject idea is also the two commentaries on Vayeshev Yaakov Eretz Megurei Aviv, from the Rav Magid and from Alter Rebbe, from both the Magid and the Alter Rebbe. Both of the Magid and the Alter Rebbe have a connection with Beidu Hom Mashaiches Yichedes to Parshas Vayeshev. They also have a very special connection to the portion of Vayeshev. Kidu, as it's known, as the Lulav Magid is given, the Yortzeit of the Magid was on Gimel of Parshas Vayeshev, was on Tuesday in the portion of Vayeshev, Yutas Kislev, Tovkuf Lamed Gimel, on the 19th day of Kislev, Tovkuf Lamed Gimel, but it was on Tuesday in the Parshas Vayeshev, on Gimel of Parshas Vayeshev, Yutas Kislev, Tovkuf Nuntes, and it was on Tuesday, Parshas Vayeshev in the year Yutas Kislev, Tovkuf Nuntes, is the Alter Rebbe Arus Lechezer, went out to Lechezer. So there's a special connection to Vayeshev, both to the Magid and the Alter Rebbe, and there's two commentaries. Seems utterly different. Then the Rebbe will show that really they are complementing one another. The Pirushon Rav Magid, the interpretation of the Magid, Vayeshev Yaakov Be'oretz, Yaakov sat Be'oretz. Those was Yaakov, had Yaakov given, this that Yaakov descended, from his very high supreme level, to sit in the level of Be'eretz. Yeshev Yaakov Be'eretz. Why does Yaakov descend into the Eretz, into the Arzis, into the worldly? Is to Limaguri Aviv, to collect the collection of the sparks. Maguri Aviv Bichdei. To Nefklaim, in order to gather together, to collect, Megure Loshon Asifo Kniso, it Megure comes from the language of gathering together, bringing in, Kuma Oiger Bakaitz, that we find gathering in the dried figs, the Nitzutzes Kedushas is gathering, the holy Kedushas was Gefinazach in Eretz, that are in Eretz, Yaakov goes down to Eretz, Ulach Nisom Laloisom Leelo, to bring them in and to elevate them to above, that's the Vayeshu Yaakov Eretz, Megure to collect it, Oviv, and bringing her up to Hashem. According to this interpretation, it turns out, as the toich of Vayeshev Yaakov Eretz Megurei Aviv, that what is the idea, the contents of this Yaakov sitting in the lands where his father lived, is an avedavos is beikir. It's a service which is mainly farbundu mit kiyum ha-mitzvus, with the observance of mitzvus, shenislapshu b'dvarim gashmi, that have been dressed up in physical matters. Eretz. Yeshev Yaakov Eretz, coming down into the Eretz. That's the Taich of the Magid of Mizrich. The Alter Rebbe Taich Begure is for Loshen Yira. Afraid. Loshen of awe. And also for Loshen Oitzer storage. As if you Megura Malaya Pedis. We say a Megura full of Pedis. Shukli Sheitzerim Latoicha. That's a Kli that you gather in, you hold the fruit. Un Aviv, Gate of Chochmelo. Aviv refers to the Supreme Chochma. And their purish for Megure Aviv is, so what does it mean? Megure Aviv is Yira Ilo. That means the higher level of awe, of fear. But he's an Eitzer and a Keli, that is a storage, and that's a vehicle for Megure to the level of Chochmelo Aviv. Megure Aviv, Yira, which is a level of Eitzer for Aviv. And there is Mevayer. And as he explains, as Be'eretz Megure Aviv is verbunden, that Be'eretz Megure Aviv is tied, nit mit der Avodah von Kiyum HaMitzvos, not with the service of Kiyum HaMitzvos, nor mit Eisek HaTorah, but with the occupation of Torah. So according to the Magid, the Pasuk is talking mainly about the Mitzvos, and according to the interpretation of the Alter Rebbe, it's talking mainly about the occupation of Torah. For Api Hanal Siftes, but based on the above Siftes being an Oyev Torah Secho, loving Torah, which the Rebbe brings down that even the mitzvah should be done in a way of the bitl of Eveseh Secho, Yesh Loimar. So we can say, as the Tzvei Perushim, these two interpretations, they're not two separate matters, nor Ein Pirush is Mashlim the Tzveiten, but one commentary fulfills and complements the other one. The Pirush von Rav Magid is Mevayer, the explanation of the Magid, explained in Vos as his Bashtana Yaakov's Aveda. That is, what does Yaakov's Aveda consist of? Yaakov, when Yaakov descended, Leishem Be'eretz Be'artzius, he descended to settle in the land, in the earthiness, Bichdei Tzutzunev Klaibim, in order to collect the Nitzotzis, those sparks, V'chekifin Zich Dort, that are found in the Eretz, when they mount to elevate them. And the Alter Rebbe is Meisif in them, the Alter Rebbe adds to it, as Oich, also this service of mitzvahs of elevating the sparks was in the total subjugation, but dugmas abitl basic atoira, similar to the bitl of basic atoira, just like the Gemara adds the Sholem Rav Loivis Eresecha and Tamidah Chom Barim Shom Beilom. In a similar way, the Alter Rebbe added to the interpretation of Magid of Mizrich, Taka de Kavone is the Kima mitzvahs, but to get the Kima Mitzvahs done in the way of subjugation, that he becomes one like the subjugation of Torah. Yudalef. Der Biur Hanal in Vayeshev Yaakov Eretz Megure Aviv L'Yitzvei Pirushim Hanal, this explanation in the two, according to the two explanations that are Magid and Alter Rebbe, Magid and Alter Rebbe, is Vabun Noich Bitten Maimer Azal. This is also tied to the saying of our sage of blessed memory, Huva Le'il B'tchilas HaSicha, that we bring down the beginning of Sicha, Vayeshev Yaakov Gemer, Bikish Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva, that he wanted to sit in peace. Kavonas HaMedrash, in Bikish Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva, what does the Medrash mean that Yaakov wanted to sit in relaxed? Is not as Yaakov had Tzchivolt Obrun, not that he wanted to rest from Tzoras Esav, from the troubles of Esav, from Tzoras Lovan, and the troubles that he had in Lovan. Nor as on his galaverden, but he wanted to reveal that inyan hasholem v'shalva, the idea of the peace and the relaxation v'satzuch evgiton that has been accomplished through them v'serat mevarer given the nitzutzus through his sorting out these sparks shebishivya ubemitzrayim, those that were in captivity in Mitzrayim, Tzoras, those is the Tzoras Esav, Tzoras Lavan, Shalavim Esav, they were in captivity over there. And he had sorted them out. Udetam farvos erot givolt dem gilu hashalve. Why did he want the revelation of Shalve? Is nit bishvil atzmei, not for himself, nor vayledis galus is negeya, because that revelation is important kenal to shleimus habakum for the avodah, to the ultimate wholesome intent of that service. And this idea that he wanted to sit in peace is verbunden mit dem biur. This is connected with what we said in Sif Yud in Megure Aviv. with Beguri Aviv, Erhot Bevarigman the Nitzoitzes, that he sorted out those sparks, was Gefinen sich in Arzius, in the earthiness, Kepirush Rabbe Magid. Unafa Pikain, Hoteres Gitoner Neifun, and still he did it in a way, Funetzekatoida, Kepirush Admurazokin, he did it in a way of occupation of Torah, like the Alter Rebbe says, while dos is der inyan fun oyeve sorosecho, because that is what oyeve sorosecho. Vos is a kli that becomes the vessel, the vehicle for shalom rov kinal. That gets the highest level, the level of shalom rov. Now, will also understand now how come it's only by Yaakov. It was this whole idea, because Yaakov lived Shalom. Not, we don't find it by Avram Yitzchok. Pikol anal, but when I verstehen, based on the above, will also understand them time, the reason, for was der inyan fun bikesh Yaakov leishe b'shalva, that this, that Yaakov wanted to sit, relax, b'elam hazeh, in this world, is given dafke by Yaakov, and was specifically by Yaakov, and not by Avram Yitzchok. With the posik is madgish, as the posik emphasized, be'eretz megurei aviv. It was eretz megurei aviv. But aviv is given eretz olam hazeh. In an eifun geiris over there, it was megurei aviv. Megurei was a stranger, but not shalva. Why? Why only Yaakov? The avoda von Avram Yitzchok kapayimin vasmil. The service of Yitzchok, which was the right. The right line, left line, is given by Iker b'b'chinas yichud milyon shabatzilus. Mainly, it was the supreme yichudim, the unions that were made shabatzilus and atzilus. Sheinkin Yaakov der kavam tzoyi, as opposed to Yaakov, who's the middle away. Vosis mavriach min akotzer lekotzer. The middle one goes through from one extreme to the other, from one end to the other, from kotzachi elyon, from the highest level, because kotzachi tachton to the lowest level, od be'avidoso evgitonech lemato. So with his work, he also accomplished below. On the river he is, and therefore, vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz megurei aviv. So therefore, Yaakov is the one that was be'eretz megurei aviv. But in them zaynedot zvenyonim. There's two aspects over here. Alev zaynaveda be'oretz. Is given an eifum vayeshev, that the way he worked with the Oretz was vayeshev, not megurei, not a stranger like megurei aviv, is yashvus. Nidvi Avram Yitzchos mitzad dem vazer aved is given biker natzilus. Their service was mainly in natzilus, the spiritual levels. Is zer aved the Oretz given bechinas gedus was in the way of gedus megurei aviv. Beis dur dar aved of vayeshev Yaakov going mevoretz through this aved. Yaakov sitting by Oretz, so that he came to the far Bikesh, so he was able to, and therefore he requested the Gerech and the Minyan for Leisha B'Shalvech Bel Mazeh to reach to the idea of sitting relaxed also in this world. The Gilui B'Chinas Rotzim V'Tanaga Atzmi from Atzmus Yisborech, the revelation and the Tanaga Atzmi from essence of Hashem, Bazayin Rotzim V'Tanug is Davke in Dir V'Tachtoinim. The Eberstein's Rotz and Tanya is specifically in Dirbet Achtoinim. So that's why it was this Yaakov and his Avoida in that level. He was ready to get the Shalva after the Tzorah Slovan and Tzorah Vesem. However, the Rebbe says in Gimel, it still wasn't enough. But Afa became. But yet, even through the service above, he did not accomplish this idea of sitting relaxed, and his nor was bikesh chulu. It's only that he requested. When did he actually reach the level of leisha b'shalva? He only reached that after the story, the anger with Yosef and Nekudas Abir Bazar. So what's the explanation? Why did he have to wait for Yosef for that? The avodas habirurim for Yaakov, where he's mitzad atzmei, the service of the birurim of Yaakov as he is by himself is given in an eifan azoich zayindig with his lovan. Also, while he was now so lovan of him keshlitin nidgahat, lovan had no dominance, didn't control him. Lovan hot ba'em zich gebeten. Lovan was begging him, "Hagidli mamaskutecha, tell me what is your pay." If I find favor in your eyes, tell me what your pay is. Similarly, it's also as it relates in connection to Esau. When he descended to Mitzrayim, he was in a situation as an Eved. He was a slave at by Potiphar. Put him into jail. Even after becoming a secondary king, he's a nitgiven b'shus atzmei. He doesn't in his own b'shus, nor a mishne, he was second kabiyachul tzupari. Tzupari, tzubakum v'em b'shus uchuli, needed to get permission. Kumtoi, so it turns out, as the embassy yeshiva b'eretz b'guri oviv. When did it really descend b'guri oviv, the yirid elesha b'artzias to be descended full in Arches, and to nev climbed in the Tzutzus Kedusha, to gather the sparks of Kedusha, was Gevinez Echlamata Mata, which are found below, Hatzuch Oiv Giton, Durch Yeridas Yosef Mitzrayim Davke. That was accomplished when Yosef went down to Mitzrayim. And Vibal, Das Eile Tildus Yaakov Yosef. Yaakov and Yosef are connected. What happened to Yaakov? Yosef is there, Vastrok Tarob Lamatin Yon Yaakov. Yaakov is the one, Yosef is the one that brings down below the matters of Yaakov. So therefore it turns out Adur Khiridas Yosef Mitzrayim, that through Yosef descent to Mitzrayim, at Yaakov Evgiton in the Matamata Yosef, Yaakov accomplished in the very lowest level. He went down into the Eved to Petifar and Mishnah, he and from there together the sparks. The Baldas the Leisha Bishalva, the Gilu Fantanagasmi, since to get to the Leisha Bishalva, which is the revelation of the essence of the delight, nachas ruach lebeira, the delight for the Creator is farbund mit vayeshem baoretz, the tied, connected sitting aretz, the avodin olam hazeh dafke, the work in this world, in arzis, in the earthiness of the world, kinal, the riber, therefore, hader inyan fileshe b'shalva b'poyel nidiket nesgalvan, the actual sitting shalva, could not be revealed where Nafila Novdi Brun from Lov and Esav, even after Lov and Esav's sorting out. That wasn't yet the lowest point for Yaakov. Davke la'achar egzer shel Yosef, specifically after the anger with Yosef, the story with Yosef, was the mito tzichoyv giton di yirida. That accomplished the descent on the Bir Lamati Mitzrayim and the sorting out below in Egypt. Nit nor in Mokim, not only in place, nor oich be'iker in Milos Aveda. Not only physically they went down to Mitzrayim, but also the Avodah took them all the way down to the lowest level of Madrega Canal. Zaydik Nidbishus Atzma, he wasn't in his own control, he wasn't in his own domain, taking care of himself, but he was under Pari. That is when Yaakov merited to the idea of Leisha B'Shalva in actuality. This is Memaimer Divra Maskel Sholim Rav in Tovshin Lamed Ches.